Political conservative activist, New Hampshire muckraker Regina Barnes with the first podcast. We're going to call this New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, the tyrant who loves to push big government and state bureaucracy, otherwise known as bureaucratic suffocation. So the first thing I want to inform listeners is about the housing tyranny we have going on here in the state of New Hampshire with the Housing Appeals Board. Back in 2019, during the state budget negotiations, as part of the Senate amended version, the omnibus budget bill included the creation of a statewide housing appeals board. This legislation had already failed three times as a bill, but was included as part of the budget negotiations and as a Senate amendment. This appeals board creates more state suffocation as well as takes power away from locally elected municipal boards. It is not the right of our state representatives to decide what is best for individual communities throughout the state. The authority simply is not there. In November of 2020, by executive order, Dictator Sununu created the Council on Housing Stability. This council is made up of appointed state bureaucrats with one-size-fits-all policies to address homelessness statewide, another act completely repugnant to the state constitution. It is done without the consent of the people. During the governor's State of the State address back in 2021, Sununu proposed using federal pandemic relief money to invest $60 million in grants for multifamily housing projects and $30 million for municipalities that approve permits for these buildings within 6 months of application. Another $5 million would be used for grants to demolish vacant and dilapidated buildings, and $5.5 million would be given to cities and towns to update planning and zoning regulations to boost development. Back in August of 2021, during a special meeting of the Legislative Fiscal Committee, it was approved to use $1.5 million from the Federal American Rescue Plan funds for regional planning commissions to do a needs assessment on housing across the state and to hire a project manager to implement a three-year strategic plan to improve housing stability. It seems that our state legislators are fully involved in carrying out the federal government's dirty work when it comes to housing, all led by Governor Sununu. The repeal of this board has been presented during every New Hampshire legislative session since the effective date of July 1st, 2020. It was presented in 2020, 2021, and 2022. All the proposed repeals of the Housing Appeals Board were determined to be inexpedient to legislate. Statewide, there have been local efforts, Hampton included, to convince our Concord representatives and senators to repeal this unconstitutional board. As we can see, all efforts have failed. Legislation was passed that it shall be the duty of this board, and it shall have the power and authority to hear and affirm, reverse or modify in whole or in part appeals of final decisions of planning boards, zoning boards of adjustment, building code, board of appeals, historic district commissions, and heritage commissions on applications for the development of housing. Matters subject to the board's authority may include mixed-use combinations of residential and non-residential uses. Such different uses may occur on separate properties, provided such properties are all part of a common scheme of development. So pretty much we now have bureaucrats in Concord that can overrule locally elected boards' decisions, which is a direct threat to local and state sovereignty. Neither the feds nor the state has the constitutional right to act on affordable housing. This all began under the governorship of Chris Sununu. Now let's talk about a couple other things. The most recent biennial state budget, which was approved in 2020, is porked out with more bureaucracy. Similar to the bills we see in Congress, this also happens in New Hampshire with their budget bills. The past budget included establishment of the Department of Energy to assist the Public Utilities Commission to carry out regulatory or adjudicated functions with regards to energy and utilities in the state. With what authority? When did the New Hampshire people consent to this additional government overreach? This is the pattern with Sununu. We also established the New Hampshire Economic Development Fund, which is administered by the Commissioner of Business and Economic Affairs. The passing of the recent budget in 2021 allows this commissioner to contract with such organizations, not limited to chambers of commerce and regional economic development organizations. Again, when did the people of New Hampshire consent to non-elected bodies to decide how New Hampshire taxpayer money be appropriated or expended? We also established the position of the Director of Intergovernmental Affairs. What intergovernmental affairs? Again, when was this authorized by the people? We also established the Granite State Paid Family Leave as part of the biennium budget deal. So as you can see here in New Hampshire, when we can't pass something on its own as a bill, we just sneak it into the budget in hopes that the budget will pass. This has been the pattern since we had Sununu as a governor, and it is a detriment to the state. Have a great night.